He would cook too much food and make us eat until we could hardly move. He always made time to give us the opportunity to sit around and share each other's company. Now he was gone, and the security I had drawn from my father's love and strength was no longer within reach. The sudden loss was probably worse for us than if we had been forced to watch him slowly die of cancer. At least then we might have been prepared, and we would have been able to make our peace beforehand. Instead, he left us without the close goodbyes we might have had. He made peace with himself and ended his life. Now I felt as if I needed to do the same. Death was the only thing that I felt could make me truly free. I was lost and desperate. Once I even tried to end it all by jumping out of a car that was traveling 75 miles an hour. The pressure had become more than I could handle. Just when I was at the end and ready to take that final step, something happened. I can clearly remember that day, even now. The thoughts, the feelings, the smells, and the visions are crystal clear to me. I awoke one morning in late May to the sound of my alarm clock blaring in my ear. It was 6 o'clock, and another long, colorless day of depression was ahead of me. The thought of getting out of bed was unbearable. I only wanted to stay covered up and hidden from the pain, but eventually I got out of bed. Feeling heavy with stress, I dragged myself into my private bathroom and into the shower. My bathroom was beautiful. As I walked in, the long marble-topped vanity with his and her sink was on the left, and the toilet with the frosted glass shower followed. Directly across from the shower was a glorious garden tub so big that I could lose myself in it and leave the world behind. In front of the tub was a walk-in closet big enough to be a sitting room. As I took a long hot shower, I hoped I could wash away all the aches and pains that I felt, but nothing could remove the strongest pain of all, which was in my heart. I begrudgingly dressed in silence, dreading the day ahead. That morning, my first appointment was scheduled with a customer in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, to meet about my line of cards. Once I was ready, I quietly peeked into the bedrooms and checked on Tina and Jeff, as I did every morning before I left for work. This routine was my salvation and comfort, along with having my mom living with us. Although Mom and I never saw eye to eye in the past, she was making up for it now. It was a big sacrifice for her to leave her home and move in with us, but I believed it also helped her adjust to not having Dad around anymore. I left the house that morning in sadness, trying to prepare myself to face the world one more day. The 2-hour drive to Johnstown was a bit dreadful, as I had feared, even though it was a beautiful day. I remember how my depressing thoughts were so ironic when the spring day was so lovely. Spring was a time of hope, but my life was crumbling down around me. I was looking